I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. Besides a limited budget, building an annex for the Rock Island County Justice Center is challenging in other ways. Work on the 47,000-square-foot addition began in late March, but the county held the official groundbreaking just last week. The architect, Jake Davis, is from DLR Group in Chicago, and he specializes in public safety projects. Along with Rock Island County officials and employees, Jake Davis put on a hard hat and dug in with a gold-painted shovel to help kick off construction of the Justice Center annex.
Okay, you got to get ready to dig.
Dig it. Dig.
Uno, dos, tres.
Dig it up.
Davis had already put in many hours of work designing the $28 million building that'll help replace the courthouse. One challenge Davis and the construction team face is geology.
This is an old city. You know, there's been a lot of development here for a long time, and much like in downtown Chicago, you have to go a long way below grade to find bedrock, to find solid material to sit on. So these caissons go down something like 60 feet to reach bedrock. And then there are these concrete grade beams that sit on top of the caissons for the building to sit on. So unlike traditional shallow foundations, this is an involved system.
The history of the site in Rock Island could be an issue, something he calls a spaghetti mess of infrastructure.
This site is crisscrossed with utilities that feed the old courthouse, things like old steam lines and the like, that need to be relocated, moved out of the way in order to locate this building. So all of those pressures on the budget caused some reductions in scope.
The DLR Group architect says the annex will feature four new courtrooms with suites for all the offices now in the courthouse except the county recorder, and an area for the sheriff's department to hold suspects and a walkway to the jail. It's a lot to fit into 47,000 square feet for less than $30 million.
And there was an effort to right-size the project to the available dollars. So a big effort to maximize the function of this courthouse to include very high-volume courtrooms for traffic and other matters, to have specialized courtrooms for civil and domestic violence matters, to have very easy customer service space for the clerk and self-help areas, and to do that in a way that also created a new front door for the campus.
The single entrance facing 3rd Avenue will provide security screening for both the annex and Justice Center. Davis says $21 million of the $28 million budget is for construction. The rest is for furniture, AV, and IT equipment and other items that will make the building a courthouse.
This building needed to be an important beacon and an important icon for the community. So balancing those needs with the programmatic needs, the kind of throughput of individuals that need to come through this building, and came up with the right recipe of things that fit within that budget.
Also keep in mind that while the annex is built, the courthouse, Justice Center, and jail must all remain open and functional. I'm Michelle O'Neill.